Sean Earle, welcome back to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's great to see you again. I want just to remind our listeners about the Sistema program in Toronto. Can you give us a nutshell version of what you guys do?
Sure, yeah. Sistema Toronto is an after-school program, nonprofit after-school music education and social development program. So we see our students 4 days a week after school, 10 hours a week, and we provide instruments, a nutritious snack, 2 hours of instruction, all at no charge to the students, the families, or the schools. And we serve Toronto's most underserved neighborhoods. So we're in 4 different locations. We're in Parkdale, Lambton Park, Jane Finch Community, and East Scarborough. So that's really what we do in a nutshell.
Wow, really encompass the GTA.
Exactly, all the different corners of the area.
That's amazing. And how many students are involved at this point?
We are at about 430 this year, but we'll probably end the year closer to 500.
Fantastic.
Yes, so we're growing, that's for sure.
And how do kids respond when they find themselves in this program?
Oh, it serves all kinds of different purposes. So we have, of course, the music nerds like us that really love music and really want to be there. We have some students that might be lukewarm, but they're kind of building their passion for music. I always say we're not a child care provider, but it does serve that for some families as well, too. But it's a way to keep the students positively engaged. So they might be going home and doing nothing, or they could be at our program, continuing their learning and developing a new skill. So there's all levels of different engagement, but we try to meet students where they're at, and then also kind of plant that seed as well too about music and how it can be used as a communication tool.
And I'm wondering how it impacts the students in terms of their social lives, and do they make deeper friendships within these programs?
Absolutely, absolutely. So because they're seeing their friends during school, and then this is a different environment. Part of our program at Sistema, we have the music curriculum, but a social curriculum as well, too, that's in tandem with the music curriculum. So we're looking at, we all know skills that music helps build, like leadership, communication, teamwork, empathy, etc., etc. Well, we have a curriculum that really makes that explicit for our students. So that really helps to build bonds, especially when you're thinking about teamwork and communication and different types of communication as well, too. It kind of forces when I'm preaching to the choir and to the audience as a choir as well. That when you're in ensemble, you build bonds and there's kind of a kinship together. So it really does enhance that community aspect. And that community aspect of our program is really, really key to keep our students coming back as well, too.
Can you illustrate this for us? Is there one student in particular that you can think of who's had a moment with Sistema Toronto?
Certainly. Musically, I know of one student. I often share this story where I was walking through the hallways of the school and I hear a Bach cello suite and I'm like, oh, one of our teachers must be demonstrating.
No.
And then I walk in the classroom and it's one of our students on the cello. He had heard it and just figuring it out on his cello, like by ear. I'm like, oh, wow.
That's fantastic.
So that was a huge, like, wow, okay. And if there's no clear sign that we need to kind of push the student forward and their love of music, then we are blind, As well, too, you really see just generally students that come in maybe a bit more shy, a bit more reserved, and then through music they can express themselves, and then they're singing in choir as well, too. They're playing percussion, and then they really kind of open up as well. We just did a project recently with New Choir where we sang two songs. We recorded two songs by one by Tegan and Sarah, one by Beverly Glenn Copeland. And there was this little girl singing with her eyes closed, head back, like no one was watching, And it was just the most fulfilling. It's like, yes, this is why we're doing what we're doing, because like her heart was on her sleeve and it was just this passionate group music making between New Choir, these adults, and our students together. And that was just a really great encompassing of like why we're doing, seeing. And there's that one little girl that stands out. I think you can see a picture of her on our social media, on our Sistema Toronto Instagram. But also even those students that were reserved during like the rehearsal process and maybe a little bit troublemakers at times. Once the music started and they felt that energy, there are many eyes closed, just passionate singing, even from the most reserved students.
So, oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, and then there's moments like that happen throughout the year.
You are in the midst of a partnership with the TSO. How's it been going so far this year?
It's been going fantastic. Yeah, it's been going really well. We have had Daniel Bartholomew Poyser and members of the TSO come to all four of our centers and work with our students on their repertoire, really just to reinforce what our teachers are already doing. But Daniel's such a fantastic educator and so dynamic, and his expectations of our students are really high, and they really meet that level as well. So it's really great to come in and just energize our students, but also a learning opportunity for our teaching artists. So that's been fantastic. Part of that partnership as well, too, is we're going to do this all again
right
in the spring. So we did it in the fall, and we're going to do it in the spring as well, just to kind of build on what we already did and build that relationship. Our students have been offered tickets to go to some of the young people's concerts at the TSO, which has been fantastic. And we're really excited this year, which is new as well, is we're going to have our honors ensemble. So our most advanced ensemble perform in the lobby of Roy Thompson Hall on February 16th. For the Hot Hot Calypso concert, before the Hot Hot Calypso concert.
Okay, so that's coming up in just a week's time.
Yes, it is. Certainly is.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yes, so we're really excited about that opportunity as well to tell people more about Sistema and to reach a larger audience.
Yeah, fantastic. Mm-hmm. And good news, the partnership has been renewed for 2025-26. What are you hoping for next season?
Oh, we're hoping for just to continue build on this relationship. So last year in 23-24, was a start, kind of dip our toe in. This year we grew a little bit more. So Daniel has come in more often and has come to all centers as well too. Last year we didn't have musicians come with him. This year we have musicians come, and then I think it's the sky's the limit, you know, for, well, the sky's not the, there's some limits, mostly financial, that limit us, but the sky's the limit in terms of our brainstorming for what next year will look like and what's most beneficial to our students and the young people in our program.
What's next for Sistema Toronto?
Yeah, next for us, and we're really excited about it, is a collaboration and partnership with reggae artist Jamile. She's performed with the TSO her Reggae Roots concert in the past. Well, she's coming to do a version of that with our students at Sistema Toronto. So it'll be a three-day residency where she's going to work with our students on singing, as well as learn about the history and nuances of reggae. And that's all leading towards a concert on March 7th at the Yorkwoods Public Library Theater, where students will perform with Jamile. Her band will perform. It'll be everyone performing together, and then a few of just of our students performing, just Jamile performing. So it's going to be a really, really exciting event featuring Black artists and reggae music specifically. This is open to the public, so anyone in your audience is welcome to come. They can book tickets at sistema-toronto.ca, and it's by donation. So we'd really love to have a full host there at the Yorkwoods Theater.
Fantastic. And as you know, we are into 2025 now, but any musical resolutions for yourself this year?
My musical resolutions are really to go to more concerts, you know, and of all genres, all styles, just to get out there and be listening and experiencing and meeting people and just immersing myself as much as possible.
Well, Sean Earle, it's a pleasure to see you as always, and I really admire the work that you do with Sistema Toronto. So all the best for next weekend.
Thank you very much.
And the rest of the season.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.